down 4-0. Facing more pressure here from Malenstein. Sends it across. Scores! Lafferty! And the Sabres go back-to-back-to-back here quickly in New York and lead it 5-0 with 6:09 to go in the second period.
That's Beck Danglestein to you.
Wow. Man, he chose the wrong type of path as a player.
One of the moments of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. You know, can I tell you the best play in this entire game?
The best play in the whole game.
The Sabres won 6-1. They had a goal by Paterka. JJ the Turkey was disallowed for offside. The kind of goal that, of course, offside challenges were meant to get out of the game, where, you know, you've sustained offensive zone possession and you roof it from the red line. You know, that's got to get out of the game. It's offside. Anyway, the best play of the game. You're not going to get it because it's not going to be in any highlight reel.
It's when Peyton Krebs threw down a guy 5 inches taller than him somehow.
That's a good answer. The Sabres are at their best when Krebs is going a little crazy, which he does from time to time.
He last night was one of they were like consumed with getting after Peyton Krebs for like 30 minutes of that game last night. Yeah.
There's a play, and I will retweet it here in a moment.
Tage's on fire. He's on 52 goal pace.
Tage is 50, on fire.
53 goal pace.
The best news about the Sabres is that Tage is back to being
Tage.
Yeah.
Like elite Tage.
Yes. Not last year's Tage where like, oh, is there a wrist injury that's a... No.
No, like he's in the Hart Trophy conversation,
right.
Tage.
Absolutely smoking guys. There's a play and someone grabbed it and posted it. Okay. Second half of the clip. It's 5-0.
Okay.
And there's a... It's the highlight of the Tage goal, but he collects a pass with his skate in the neutral zone up to his stick in a play that did not result in a goal. That's one of the sickest plays I've ever seen.
Okay.
Watching real time, like,
did he just do that?
It was unbelievable what he did. So,
did you retweet this video?
I'm looking for it.
Okay.
Someone put it out there. But he collected a pass with his skate to his stick that was bonkers. And the confidence you're playing with there, all that, it's just, I think I've got it here. Yep, there it is. Okay, I'll retweet. So there's a package right here. It's Fun Tage Thompson is back. The first one is the dangle goal. And then the second one is the skate kicked through. Kicks the puck, his trail leg. Soccer players would be proud.
Oh, I know the move. I know the type of move you're talking about. I can see it in my head.
Yeah,
I don't remember seeing it last night, but I know the move you're talking about.
You know, you
kick it up with your back. It's like almost like a, Messi does this a lot. Like the heel back through on the left, kind of.
Yeah, his right skate heel plays it through on his left side to his stick, and it's just stupid.
Yeah.
It's super incredible. It's super impressive. And then he dangles a guy and rips a shot. And, you know, it's 5-0 at that point.
Yep.
Hey, yeah, they won.
There it is. Holy cow.
They won. Good for them.
That's because that pass he catches is so far behind him.
Yeah, and he turns it into a scoring chance.
Right. Yeah, they looked, two games in a row where they've scored 5+. Right?
Yep.
11 goals. They really should have had 7 last night because of the offside thing.
And against teams that are not dog teams. I mean, Ottawa is having a decent year before the Sabres send them to that loss. They've lost 2 in a row.
2 really good goaltenders.
Yep.
Right? Allmark and Shesterkin. They didn't get backups in those games.
We're still at a spot where the Atlantic is not very strong after Florida. The Leafs have 16 points in 14 games. The Sabres have 13. The Lightning have 15.
Okay. Where's Boston?
Boston is 15-15. Boston's on, like, all these teams that are below a 90-point pace in the Atlantic, you wonder if it's the kind of year where a low number gets in. Right now, the last wild card team pace is like 82 points.
Yeah.
It's so low. So you might have a year where you don't even really have to be that good. You just have to be better than these teams.
It's like hang around at the beginning while everyone is smashed together in the standings, and then someone's going to emerge. Right now, the difference between Toronto at number 2 in the Atlantic Division and the last place team in the whole conference is only 6 points. Only 6 points. I mean, yeah. At this point, maybe six is a lot. But 4 points between them and Ottawa. Second and seventh. There's a second and seventh in the Atlantic is the difference of 4 points.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hang around. Well, I guess they've done that. Now needs to be the win streak, right? Some teams are going to start emerging. Maybe Boston gets to get it together. Maybe Ottawa goes on a run. Somebody's going on a run. I don't think that's going to hold, that 84 points is going to be third in the Atlantic. Somebody's going to get it together. So you just got to have that be you.
In Calgary, in town tomorrow for a 1 o'clock faceoff.
Which, hey.
They just lost to Boston last night in overtime.
Let's see. 1 o'clock, what would that be on their body clocks? Like, what are they used to?
10, 11 a.m.?
No, more than that. It's like a 3, oh no, like 9 a.m. maybe? 10
right?
a.m.?
They're 2 hours behind us.
So, that's it?
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Okay, 11 a.m. All right. A little earlier for
them. Beat Calgary. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Colts.
You could also name some Flames, too. I feel like name some Colts would be more fun.
Yeah. Bills and Colts. Any fear, any hesitation? Listen, the injuries are to be taken seriously. Maybe it's a game where Josh ends up running a lot, where he feels like he has to. Because if the Colts can key in on, you don't have anybody on the outside, and we kind of go back in time to that life.
I don't know that are they defensively capable of even exploiting that? Like, Jacksonville tried to do that,
didn't they? Here's why I would say yes. Baltimore did, and Baltimore's defense is a mess.
I know.
They have a reputation for being good, but their defense is a mess, before Kyle Hamilton got hurt.
What did Jacksonville do? Didn't Jacksonville try to do the same thing? They manned the Bills up all day and dare them to beat them, and they did?
Yes.
Like, and their secondary stinks. The Ravens maybe is not great either. They let up 400-plus passing yards on them yesterday, but I don't know. The Colts just don't strike any fear into me. I don't know what they do well. What are they best at? What's their best thing right now? It's not the run game is not like that great. I'm not afraid of Flacco. I'm not afraid of anything defensively from them. I'm not saying they're terrible at everything. I just don't know what are they good at? What are they great at? They're just kind of there. They're the Colts. They just kind of exist. 500. They've lost an amazing amount of games by like one score this year. Right? Every game's been by one score, hasn't it? Haven't they played like a record number of one score games this year? They don't get blown out. They don't blow anybody out. Like they're kind of meh. I'm not. Maybe this is bad. I'm not afraid of anything about the Colts this year, or about in this game. So no, I'm about as confident as I could be going into this game. I was also that confident going into the Miami game, and that came right down to the very end. So you never know. They've not had a game this year that was decided by two scores. Every single game they've played has been a one-score game. This past week, the Vikings game was 8. Everything else was 6 or less. So, they do play a lot of close games. They have not got blown out. They've played some good teams. They've played Houston. They've played Green Bay. They've played, that was Green Bay with Willis, though. They played Minnesota. So, they don't get blown out, but I feel like this could be the first one for them.
803-0550, Flacco.
Joe Flacco. What's the last Flacco Bills game?
The one where Matt Milano folded him in half? Or was that was Mike White?
He folded Mike White in half, and then Flacco came in. No, White returned and then left again, maybe.
Okay.
Because everyone was like, wow, look at this Mike White guy coming back from that hit.
One thing about the Colts is I saw Trainwreck Sports just tweeted out a video of Allen against the Colts in the playoff game. And if you watch this Josh Allen in 2020, first off, the stands are empty, so that's different. That Josh Allen would not recognize this Josh Allen. It's wild. He is winging the ball 35 yards down the field to Gabe Davis toe tapping on the sideline.
Yeah.
He's designed runs. I mean, we start to see some of his genius where one of the touchdowns is a pass to Dawson Knox where it looks like a busted play and he's right at the line and he throws it just like last week against Quentin Morris. Might as well be a carbon copy of that touchdown. That Josh Allen would not recognize this one. And it's a testament to his skill set, how the Bills have brought him along in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. By the way, Flacco's last start against the Bills was Josh Allen's first game. The Peterman game.
Yeah.
47-3. 47-3. Okay. That was Flacco's last start against the Bills. I think it will go better than that.
I hope so. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It is Buffalo Bills Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.